Rebuilding Your Life, Moving from Disaster to Prosperity with Susan Chiraco, where we help you transform your life by changing what you're telling yourself. Whatever your circumstances, you can experience health, financial security, and a sense of well-being once again. And now, here's your host, Susan Chiraco.
On behalf of Rebuilding Your Life Radio and the Train Your Brain, Claim Your Power calls, welcome. Today, I'm looking forward to catching up with Denise Harvey. She's an author of books that have been written to help children cope with life's problems. However, we had to hold off our interview when her grandchildren were in a terrible traffic accident, so I really want to find out how she's doing. Please wave your hands to welcome Denise Harvey. Hello, Denise. Welcome.
Hi.
So glad to come
hi.
Again.
I am glad to be sitting here with you.
I am, too. I mean, I haven't spoken with you since February. At the time, you emailed me that you had to hold off on our interview because of family problems. This terrible automobile accident. How are they doing now?
You know what? No one expects these type of traumatic accidents and events to happen in their life. And I'm just so happy to be able to say that our grandchildren are doing fabulous. They're doing wonderful despite of everything they went through, especially our granddaughter. She was the one that was hurt the worst in this accident. And she was actually airlifted to a trauma center. She was in a rehab center, but she is doing fabulous compared to all that her little life went through.
That's such a blessing. I think you say to me that it is a straight out miracle that she's done so well.
It is. And it's a miracle because she's done so well so fast. It was just weeks after the accident. When you look at the pictures of what she looked like, and you see this helpless little baby laying in the bed with the tubes and can't move and the bruised eye and everything, and then not even a month later, you're looking at her beautiful little face smiling and waving. It's like, Lord, look at the restoration that he was already, you know, already doing, that was already taking place in her life despite that accident that tried to take her out.
Wow. You know, you have written so many books about things that children have to go through. And I have to wonder, have you been inspired to write something about this kind of situation?
You know, I wasn't really inspired to write in reference to an accident. But what did touch my heart and what was dropped in my spirit was to do a book about God's restoration, his redeeming power, his restoration in different situations and circumstances in our life. Not necessarily the accident, but it could be the death of a loved one. It could be just a divorce. It could be family struggles. But I wanted to take all those different type of situations, and I actually didn't want to do a factual type book. I want to do one that is fictional, but still have the same conclusion, point back to the Father, point back to his grace and his love for his children, and point back to us having faith despite of what it may look like, how that restoration will and can still take place.
What a wonderful book of faith that would be.
Yes.
Well, Denise, you know, like so many authors, you work a real job. You don't really get to spend all your time writing. What did you do to support yourself while your writing genre was growing?
Well, the only other thing I have is my full-time position. I am a military spouse. My husband's retired from the Air Force, and he and I both work for the government. So basically, that is my support that I do while I'm writing. And at the same time, when I first started writing, I was actually still in college at the same time. So it was a little bit of rough because there's lots of times that I needed to be writing. I wanted to be writing. I had these things on my head and in my heart that I really wanted to get out. But I have a paper for school to write. I have homework. I have studying to do. You know, I have term papers to do. And all I'm thinking about is I really want to see how this last chapter is going to end. But right now I can't do that. So for me, it did take a little bit longer than I wanted to do because there were times I wanted to write. But instead, I needed to be doing my homework.
So when did you start writing?
Let's see. I originally started writing in 2005, but I never finished that book. That particular book I just finished and is being published right now. It's called Emergence of Me, Discovering My Identity and Courage Within. For a long time, all I had written was the title and the chapters. That was it. I never sat down and really fully filled those in. It wasn't until 2015, 10 years later, that I started rewriting again, going back. But instead of going back to that book, that's when it was pressed on my heart to start writing about the family and children. So I still, again, I put that book on the shelf. Well, actually, it never came off the shelf. I just kind of put that in the back, like, you know what? I thought you were going to be the one, but absolutely, you're not the one. It's for the children right now. And so it wasn't until last year that I picked back up and started doing Emergence of Me, and I finished it. It's been publishing, you know, getting finished right now. And then I went on to go ahead and publish the children's book first. So that all took longer than I thought. It took some time, but I am really grateful and thankful that at least the one I was started with, that was on my heart, that was my story, the things of what I went through, what any woman, any person can go through in their life when you don't really understand who you are and whose you are and what your calling and purpose is, that has finally been done.
Now, when we originally set up this call, we were supposed to be talking about your book, Growing Up Sassafras.
Yes, yes.
Now, what
My
is that
book.
Book about? Yeah, your what book?
Well, yes. Well, Growing Up Sassafras, I call that book Wisdom from the Grandparents. And that book here is about testimonies and determination of a strong mother and a grandmother. And they guide their family through the pain and sorrow and struggles that are happening in a child's life. Sassafras is a little child who is separated from her father. He wants to be in her life, but the circumstances between the mother and the father and their relationship weren't working out. And those emotional situations kind of kept her from wanting Sassy to be with her dad. And the dad wanted to be in her life, and she wanted dad to be in her life. There's parts where she was like, you know, mommy, I think my daddy's going to forget what I look like because I haven't seen him in so long, and I don't want him to forget me. And she has such a sweet heart. And so then we have her grandmother Mildred comes in. And Mildred is the one who is speaking life and peace and hope into her granddaughter, teaching her about having faith in God, teaching her about seeking God and seeking His face, teaching her that God does care for her just like He cares for an adult, teaching her that just as He hears the prayers of an adult, He hears and honors hers too. And so we're watching Sassy go through, you know, celebrating how she knows that God loves her and how she knows God hears her, and even to the point where she has a little friend, and her friend is sad. His name is Jeremiah, and her friend is sad because his mom actually passed away. So while they're at Children's Church and, you know, they're talking about, I think it was Mother's Day or Father's Day, I think it's Father's Day, you know, Jeremiah is making pictures, and he's like, you know, my mommy's not here, and she's not coming back because, you know, she's gone. And so we watch this little girl who loves God, who believes in God, whose grandmother supporting her and encouraging her, is now able to take her faith and transfer it to this child who is so hurting and so in pain because of the loss of his mom. And then that, in turn, is my next book called Hurting Little Hearts, I Miss My Mommy. That's going to be Jeremiah's story. So that's really kind of what Sassy's story is about. And it's about bringing a family circle back together, regardless of how that circle looks. You know, we have the mother, the grandmother, we have the father and his wife and his family, but they're still a family. And they're still there to love and support each other. And that's just kind of what I wanted to show. I wanted to show that despite the brokenness, God still restores even in the midst of those type of family situations as well.
Now, Denise, you were also working on your education all this time, right?
Yes, ma'am. I sure was.
Yeah. So you finished undergraduate degree. Mm-hmm. And then there was sort of a crisis in your family, and one of you got into Christian biblical studies.
Well,
then
yeah,
you get
well,
your
no,
master's.
I do. Mm-hmm. I actually have two undergrad degrees. I have a degree in psychology Christian counseling, and I also have a BS in psychology crisis counseling, and then a biblical studies minor as well. And then I went back and I pursued my master's degree in human service counseling, family advocacy. And so that's kind of where my heart's been, although I didn't, you know, my whole thing is, for me, being an older adult and older in age and finally being able to finish my education, and then you know how you get rolling where you just keep on going. That's kind of what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing this to pursue a job. I wasn't doing this to say, oh, wow, now I can get this big job here, and now I can, you know, do this here, and now this is going to, you know, give me a promotion where I am. No, I did this to fulfill what God has already placed in me and on me. That's my reason for, you know, my education. I didn't even realize how much just having that education in that arena was going to help me with my writing as well.
Absolutely. Everything you're writing about feeds in and out of what you've been studying.
You have
a perspective. You have a perspective on it that you would not have without that education there.
Exactly.
What is your goal in writing?
I want to keep writing. But not only do I want to write, I want to be able to speak. I want to be able to come alongside women that may be lost, women that may be broken, especially with my current book, you know, about I know how long it took me to have that understanding and to have that courage and to have the identity. And if it took me that long, I know there are so many other people out there that may be lost and broken and trying to figure out, who am I? What exactly am I supposed to just work this job just to have something to do, just to make a paycheck? Am I supposed to make an impact on this earth? Am I supposed to make an impact on my community? Am I supposed to come along somebody and help them up? So that's what I would like to do. I want to be that person to say, you know what, let me help you. Let's make out a plan, and let's see how I can walk beside you and help you figure out exactly where you are to be and what your call and purpose is and what's really in your heart and take you from A to Z. That's what I would like to do.
That's a wonderful goal. And a lot of people need that. They are not in touch with that at all. Denise, you have very strong feelings about family. And like so many families, they get split up during divorces and all sorts of crazy events. Has your family felt those problems?
My family has felt those problems. If my family felt those problems when I was a child, and I didn't even know. You know, there's so much of our family history and stories that a lot of us don't even know. And I'm one of those people. There's so much family history, even behind my mom's family. And it amazes me when I think about it now that I didn't even ask those questions. My mother has since passed away 3 years ago. But I didn't ask. There were so many questions I could have asked. And maybe she had the answers. Maybe she didn't. I don't, at this point, when I actually did ask her some questions, she wasn't very forthcoming, and she did not really want to talk about it. And I know now it's because I believe she had a lot of hurt and anger behind it all. And so that made me look even deeper. And so my mom's story is that what we were told now, and I say that's what we were told because this is all I know, is that her mom left her dad with the kids when they were younger. They said that he was an alcoholic or so, and she, you know, and she met these kids, and the state came in, and you know, she and her sister had to go live with a relative, and the brothers I think went to foster care or boarding home or something like that. So that breakup and that dysfunction was already there in their young lives as they were being raised. So therefore, growing up, I knew we had a grandfather, but I never knew who a grandmother was. I never even heard her name. Things like that. And it's just the weirdest thing that when I look back, I kept saying, why wasn't I asking questions? Did it never occur to me to say, hey, mom, mommy, where's your mom? I know where your dad is, but who's your mother? Who's her parents? I never even thought about going deeper, you know, with that. And of course, we have other family members that have had loss and divorces and struggles and, you know, even in my own personal family of issues happening. So our family is by no way perfect. by no way not touched by these same things that happen to other people. It happened to us too. It happens to us too. It happens a little bit to everybody. Nonetheless, that does not diminish how important the family structure is.
Absolutely. I know we talked briefly when we were on the, we talked before and found, I discovered that we share an interest in genealogy and that actually, you know, explored a little with ancestry DNA to see what it might reveal to us. You know, and for me, it was, you know, I discovered so many cousins I never would have known existed. I found a place in history for our family that I would not have, you know, known about. And in fact, at first I had to be a little embarrassed because, you know, there were moments in history that maybe I didn't want to tell the world that my family had been part of. So it's been a lot of families, you know. Did you find anything interesting when you were doing it?
Oh, you won't even believe this. My mother passed away in 2018, right? And so when I was telling you about, you know, her family structure, and it gets even deeper than that, because what happened is, in 2018, after my mother passed away, one of my cousins, who's also on Ancestry, and she's the one that's her and her mother, especially with the genealogy that her mom does, is the reason why I went on and joined Ancestry myself after what I'm going to tell you happened. She got a notification that my mom's, there was another brother. And sure enough, my mother actually had another brother. So, you know, when my mom was elderly and she was getting up there in age, a lot of times she would get very sad and she would talk about how she was the only one left. And come to find out, she was not the only one left. Now you have a long-lost brother that no one knew about. And when I first saw his picture, I almost fell over because he looked like a male version of my mother. And he had the same mother and the same father, and he had been adopted. And so now we're like this, I mean, the whole understanding of what in the world don't we know, you know, and that right there was the magnitude of everything that we've never been told, that we're trying to now put together all this information after all the other siblings are gone. We're trying to go back and trace everything. And so we met him and, you know, became part of his life. He became part of our life. And sadly, my uncle just passed away this past March. He just passed away.
Wow.
He just passed away. And so, but I'm really thankful because for 3 years, we did get to know each other. We, you know, he was in everyone else's lives. You know, my other siblings, my other cousins, he was really in their life, him and his wife. And it was like, wow, this is a family structure that we didn't even know we still had. So it's almost like my mom was gone. And she thought she was the last one, but she really wasn't. It's kind of like it just kind of continued on. And he and his wife were also into Ancestry and on the website. And that's how they were looking up information. And that's how they found all of us. So that turned out to be a wonderful blessing. But at that point there, that's when I started digging in because it was like, oh, my gosh, who else is out here? What else is going on? What else do we not know? Even now, I've not been in it because I've been so busy, but I wanted to go back into it and start looking at my father's side of the family because I don't know anything. I don't know. I know his mom's side and all the relatives there, but I don't know anything about my father's side of the family, about my father's father's side of the family, I should say.
Right. It's really, and once you start, there is so much to discover. You know, as you start to fill in those charts and see the connections and start to find other people who are related to you, and you never would have known. I mean, they may only be a second cousin away, but they are, you know, they are a wealth of information when you start to connect.
Yeah,
it's fabulous.
When you see those little hints drop in, and even now,
I love my little lead.
Yeah, I still get the hints, and every time I'll see, they'll come to my email. I am so drawn to, oh, I should go ahead and look. And I thought, no, Denise, you will get sucked in and you will not get anything else done. Because that's exactly what happened before. You just get sucked in and now you're sitting there with that laptop and you're just going from hint to hint to hint, trying to connect all the dots.
Yes, mm-hmm. It really, I mean, it is amazing how that happens. You can really work a long time on the computer working mm-hmm. with that. And it is right. fabulous to see it unfold before you. So I congratulate you. It's such a wonderful thing to find a lost member of your family. I just think that's great.
Yeah, that actually happened. It's like, you know, you know these things happen for other people, but it actually happened for us.
Mm-hmm.
It really
mm-hmm.
did. And
you were able, yeah, you were able to, you know, enjoy mm-hmm. it. For a few years mm-hmm. in that relationship.
Right.
So that is awesome.
That's
it's
right.
another one of those, you know, little miracles in life that we don't expect.
Right. Right. You're so right
so
about
Denise,
that.
Where are all your published books available and in what formats?
Well, really, I only have the two right now. I have the children's one. I'm now working on her heart, Hurting Little Hearts. You can go on Amazon and find Growing Up Sassafras and, within another month or so, Emergence of Me should be there as well. If you go to DeniseHarvey.com, even the links for the purchase on Amazon are actually there as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, where have you promoted your books?
I've actually had, there's another radio show that I've done with Dr. Angela, and I've been on her mm-hmm. show. They've been promoted with her, and I've actually had another website, a different radio venue that have done the same thing, and really just on Amazon, other than the little, you know, the little interviews that I've had from here and there, really just on Amazon.
Right. Have you created your author page there?
Yes, there is one.
Okay, because that's a useful little tool. It really sort of consolidates everything you're trying to do. In one spot. While they're in Amazon, they can find out more about you. It's great.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Have you found that that's your preferred way to do it instead of, you know, you could do, you know, book signings and you could do speeches and all sorts of different things?
Yeah, that's really the avenue I prefer. I've had a book signing at a church. When mm-hmm. was that? 2019, I believe it was. Everything was before the pandemic. And that's actually, I prefer that over just, you know, being online, promoting. Mm-hmm. I actually do prefer to be able to speak with people and to talk with people and, to get out there in that form and meet people and actually share what the book is about as opposed to just being online.
Right. It's a different relationship. And you're growing your audience with a personal communication.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And establishing it. Right. Because then when you're talking to them, you can really see who I am. And I pray mm-hmm. that you can see my heart, too. And I just kind of read the little blurb that's, you know, out there saying, well, here's the book, and if you're interested, you know, I really want someone to say, wow, I heard her speak and I heard her talking. You know, we have a situation like that, too. And even when I was writing, that is exactly what kept happening to me as I shared with people. It was amazing to me, women and men, who would say to me, Denise, that's my story. Oh, Denise, that's my son's story. Oh, Denise, that's the story that happened in our family. And that's what led me to believe, because at first I was a little bit nervous about writing it because I know it was a different perspective. It wasn't making anyone, you know, a villain or anything like that. It was just basically speaking what the truth is and what happens in families. Mm-hmm. These mm-hmm. things happen. And so, but I wanted a different perspective. That there are dads out there that want to take care of their children and be with their, you know, be there for their families. But sometimes the situations don't present themselves in that fashion. So I wanted to write that story and get it out there. And when I opened my mouth and started to speak, that is when I found out that, no, you're not that far off because these things do happen in a whole lot of families that a lot of people don't talk about.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most healing things that can come out of those conversations is for people to realize they're not alone. Because we sometimes sit there in our own little bubble feeling miserable and, you know, we don't want to talk about it and it's only us. No one else has this problem. But that's not the truth. Lots of people have the same problems. And to have write a book about it and then be able to talk about it with people is really a gift.
And I really wanted to stress and just to put out there how huge forgiveness is. Mm. How people make mistakes. No one's perfect. But when you open yourself up to say, you know what, I was so wrong. Please forgive me. We're going to try to do better. Forgiveness can change everything. Having a forgiven heart, just as God forgave us, we ought to do it for others too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I wanted to teach. Having faith, loving others, and being able to have a forgiving heart.
Wise words. I think they reach a lot of people.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Denise, for sharing your stories with us. Both your life experiences and your educational background contribute so much to what you can share with children about what they may be going through. And I think these are hard lessons for children to understand. So thank you very much for taking on that huge responsibility.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And thanks to our listeners for joining us today. We've been talking with Denise Harvey about her books for children. She supports them through some very challenging times. And thank you for helping us give authors a voice in media. So thank you again for being with us, Denise.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You as well. That's a wrap, everyone. Bye for now, and have a great day.
Thank you very much for tuning in today. If you've been inspired by this show, leave a rating or review on iTunes and visit www.rainbowsoverruins.com to receive a free chapter from Susan's book. On behalf of Susan Shirako, this has been Rebuilding Your Life, Moving from Disaster to Prosperity, sharing the journeys of those affected by sudden and great loss and what they did to heal, rebuild, and where they are now.